In righteousness, he judges and makes war. His fury is not out of line. Given that people have sinned against him, it is befitting that he is angry with them, because Christ judges people according to their works. He deals with sin. He refuses to dismiss the sin of those who will not repent. And with that in mind, consider Christ's word to the church of Pergamum, chapter 2, verse 16. Christ said to the church, "Therefore repent. If not, I will come to you and war against them with the sword of my mouth." So it would seem that Revelation 19 is meant to make people in churches very serious about repentance. There is no safety for those who are unrepentant in the local church. And just so we're all aware, repentance is turning away from sin to God. It's giving God glory by confessing wrongdoing in the light of God's perfect righteousness. And this is a huge point, my dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. Given how Christ speaks to this church of Pergamum in this language of Revelation 19, I ask you, do you keep short sin accounts with God? Or do you suppress conviction and sear your conscience instead? It seems that we live in a day when people salve their consciences by calling out the wrongdoings of others. Relative righteousness is the only righteousness that people prize today. That's not good. So I ask you to reflect on whether or not you're content to call out the wrongs of others before the world, but not your own wrongs before God.